Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpocha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. Now, a subject that I have been studying and thinking about lately is a subject that few people talk about. It's called the Day of the Lord. I mean, that's it. That's the final judgment. But there are warnings before the Day of the Lord hits. And these warnings, it seems it's almost like the warnings a woman has if she's expecting a child, that it's ready to come to birth. Well, we're in the birth pangs of the Day of the Lord at this moment. So I've asked my friend John McTernan to talk to me about what he sees going on. And what really triggered it, John, is a month or so ago, when the Chick-fil-A incident occurred, and one man who owns a chain of carryouts made a statement to a Christian publication, "I believe in the Bible," in reference to marriage. That was it. Not anything to do with his business. It's his personal belief. And it caused such an uproar that mayors and leaders of cities, major cities in the United States, said, "We no longer want your franchise in our city." And I feel that we hit morally, biblically, rock bottom in the United States of America. Now, I'm curious, John, what did you think when that occurred?
Well, Sid, it kind of stunned me because these were publicly elected officials. Like you said, mayors of major cities, Chicago, Boston, Washington, D.C., other smaller cities, also in Philadelphia, there was a reaction. And what they're saying is they don't want God in these cities. And they, because of the conflict between biblical, the authority of the Bible and marriage, which is ordained in the Bible, and the homosexual agenda of same-sex marriage, they're saying to this man, "We don't want you and your business in our city," but by inference, it means everybody that believes like him. I can't think of a time in American history when anything like that ever happened. Now, of course, individuals could say it, and maybe some organizations could say it, but elected public officials, it shows that America has reached a really high-level stage of rebellion against the Lord and is rejecting the Bible.
And when I think of you, John McTernan, I have to tell you, the vision that I receive is an Old Testament prophet that is like a John the Baptist that is going around saying, "Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand." And I can see you running around saying, "Repent, the day of the Lord is at hand." What is going on, if you can put this into words, inside of you, in your spirit? What are you feeling? How long have you felt this?
Well, Sid, that's a real interesting question. And throughout my ministry with the Lord, I kind of learned, like Isaiah talks about the burden of the Lord, and I've experienced that. I experienced it just prior to 9/11. I remember for about a week or two before 9/11, I had this heaviness, and I was warning. I was telling people something terrible is coming on America, and it's right on top of us. But what happened, Sid, starting, I can remember vividly, January 1st of this year, New Year's, when I saw the year 2012, something hit me deep in my spirit, and it's like kind of dread came over me, this like burden, but it wasn't as intense at 9/11, but it was constantly there, and it hasn't left. This entire year, I've got this ominous feeling that something dreadful is happening or going to happen to America. And as the year progressed, I mean, we've had incredible drought, record-breaking drought and heat. Our crops are being destroyed all over the country, massive forest fires. We've had incredible tornadoes. And, of course, the economy is continuing to tank.
Let me, for those that aren't familiar with you, John, I want to take you back to a pivotal date in your life, October 11th, 1987. What happened?
Well, Sid, that's the day that the Lord called me into this ministry. It had to do, I remember it vividly because I had just moved to Pennsylvania like a week before, and I was watching TV, and there was a news on the news that had to do with a huge homosexual gathering in Washington, D.C. At that time, it was the largest gathering in history of homosexuals and their supporters. It kind of upset me. I turned the TV off. I didn't think of praying. I didn't intercede before the Lord. I never even thought of the Lord. A week later,
And by the way, you know what you've just done? You have described the average, I hate to say this, good Christian in America, because at this point, we have been desensitized to sin. It's become so rampant throughout all of our media that's the way most good Christians react. It's not the way they should, but it's the way they do. Okay, so you saw it, you felt a little disgusted, you said, oh, look what's going on, and you went about your own business. Then what happened?
Right, Sid. You hit the nail right on the head. And then it was six business days later, the stock market crashed, the big crash in 1987 when it fell 508 points. But the whole week before it, the stock market went into record decline. So immediately after that homosexual march in Washington, the stock market began to melt down till it finally fell 508 points. And I was watching the TV, and the news announcer, he was literally quivering in his voice. You could see his lip quivering. Is this going to be the start of another Great Depression? Is this going to be an economic meltdown? And Sid, the Lord intervened in my life right there. He took me back. I had a vision of the week before and watching the homosexual gathering in Washington. He put the two together, and I could hear his voice, Sid, inside me, clear. It was crystal clear. I was having a conversation with the Lord, and he told me that this stock market crash was connected with the homosexual event, that this was a curse coming on the country, that I didn't fear him. If I feared him, I would have interceded. I would have cried out to him. Sid, I fell on the floor before the TV, and I repented. I said, Lord, I didn't know what it meant to fear you. He said that the United States is naked and open before him in judgment for the sin. And that's when he called me into this ministry, and I began to see these tremendous correlations between Gay Pride Day and massive earthquakes, Supreme Court decisions about abortion and earthquakes, hurricanes hitting on Supreme Court decisions. Then in 1992, the Lord showed me the link for touching Israel. As we begin to divide the land, the same judgments were happening. So these great disasters that were hitting America were directly connected to abortion events, homosexual events.
But wait a second, John. Some people would say, wait a second. These aren't acts of God. The earth is just self-destructing. It's old, and there are horrible events that happen all the time throughout the world, and you're just tying it in. It's coincidental with Israel, abortion, and homosexuality. What would you say?
Well, Sid, it's the timing. If I could show 10 the worst disasters ever in American history are connected to these events, like 24 hours. If that's not enough, I could show 20, 30, 40, 50. I have over 100 of the greatest natural disasters, including stock market crashes, that hit America are directly connected to these events.
Well, that's good enough for me, I can tell you that. And I am so excited to release to you, we have just done 3 DVDs. And John Maternin came to our studio in Charlotte, North Carolina, our mentoring center. And the first DVD is America, It's Israeli-Jewish Relationship. Very, very few Christians know from the origins of America why God blessed us. And you're going to get the facts. And then DVD number 2, America's Fatal Mistake Regarding Israel. And it is absolutely amazing. God has given so many warning judgments to America. Every American must understand this. The 3rd DVD is The Coming Day of the Lord. You see, everyone knows about the Day of the Lord, but they don't know that the Bible clearly states what nations will destroy other nations, what will happen to countries. We can even figure out what's going to happen to America, what's going to happen in the Middle East. It names countries and people that will be obliterated. And I haven't met any Christians that have all of this information as well as John Maternin. Now, short of the Bible, one of the most important prophetic books I know was written by my friend John Maternin. It's called As America Has Done to Israel. I want you to get these 3 DVD teachings and the book for a gift of $45. And I'm going to tell you something. If you could read the newspaper a year from today, what difference would it make in your life? Major difference. You're going to read the newspapers a year from today by watching these 3 DVDs. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.